Shrimpity-doo-dah, shrimpity-day. My, oh my, it's a crustacean day. Oh man, I got the plush prawn again. Come on, crayfish. Big money, big money. And...
Mindy, what are you doing? It's time for our game show.
Hold the phone, Guy Razzie. I'm fishing for a plush crayfish with my brand new lobster claw machine. By the way, do you want one of these plush prawns? I have 15 of them.
No thanks, Mindy. Hey, can I have a slice of that cake over there?
Sorry, buddy, but that's my crab cake. You know, for my crab pals.
Mindy, you know that crab cakes are actually made out of crabs, don't you?
Yes, of course I don't, Guy Raz. I just thought it was about time that somebody made a cake for the crabs already. They deserve it.
All right, then.
And come on. Come on. Yes! Look, I finally got the crayfish. Isn't it so cute?
Mindy, you know we have a show to do, right?
Oh, sorry. Hit it, Guy Raz.
And now, for everyone's favorite game show, it's Two What's and a Wow!
Welcome, welcome, Wowzers!
I've turned our little gingerbread studio into a crustacean station for this round of...
Two What's and a Wow!
Now, yesterday, we told you three scientific facts about the solar system, but only one was an actual scientific wow.
It was up to you to find the fact in all the fiction. Let's review the answers from yesterday and see if you got the correct answer.
Was it A, Earth can fit inside Jupiter's big red dot?
Was it B, Mercury rotates on its axis in the opposite direction of all the other planets?
Or was it C, Saturn has 50 moons and moonlets in its orbit?
Can you smell the true scientific wow? I can't hear you!
Time's up! Okay, the Wowzers have locked in their answers. Let's bring on Luca from Georgia for the answer.
Hello, my name is Luca. I'm from Austin, Georgia. My wow in the world was that Earth can fit in Jupiter's big red dot. Say hi to Reggie, Tom's Fingerling, and Grandma G-Force, and Dennis, you brush your teeth.
Congratulations, Luca! The answer was A. You found the scientific wow!
Now, for our other wowzers who picked B or C, you were pretty close.
Mercury rotates counterclockwise on its axis, just like most planets do, except for Venus and Uranus. Venus actually rotates clockwise, and Uranus spins on its side. Weird, huh?
And Saturn actually has at least 82 moons and moonlets in its orbit. And that means Saturn has just surpassed Jupiter as the planet with the most moons in its orbit.
Guy Razzie, will you please tell our winning wowzers what they're bringing home today?
Of course, Mindy. If you chose A, you will get an invisible... asteroid belt!
Not only will this belt secure your pants, but its stylish design made from the universe's finest materials, such as iron, nickel, iridium, magnesium, and other precious metals, will sure to make you the talk of the galaxy.
Now, for our other wowzers who picked B or C, we haven't forgotten about you, and we hope you'll enjoy your very own... invisible gravitational pullover sweater!
This sweater is really heavy. So heavy that once you put it on, you'll want to drop everything and head to the ground to take a big old nap. This pullover is guaranteed to bring you back down to Earth.
We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we've got a brand new round of Two What's and a Wow!
What's in a Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents come from Clif Kid, makers of Z-Bar, the organic energy bar made for playtime fuel. Many at Clif are parents, too, and Clif Kid salutes all the parents and kids working together to make the best of this time, staying active and using their imaginations while they play. Clif Kid is here for you and with you for every adventure.
Hello, grown-ups. Raising awesome kids is a huge job.
But who helps you be awesome? We do!
Check out NPR's Life Kit. Just search for Life Kit Parenting wherever you listen to podcasts.
That's it! Back to the show!
And welcome back, Wowzers!
Well, we all know what that sound means. It's time for today's round of...
Two Whats and a Wow!
Today's category is all about crustaceans. We're talking lobsters, we're talking crabs, we're talking shrimp, and of course, crayfish.
We're going to give you three scientific facts about crustaceans, and it'll be up to you to decide what is fact and what is fiction.
Okay, Wowzers, which one do you think is the real scientific wow? Is it A, hermit crabs make their own shells?
Is it B, there is a 90% chance a lobster will favor their right claw and a 10% chance they will favor their left claw?
Or is it C, lobsters have teeth in their stomachs and pee out of their eyes?
So consider the possibilities, and if you think you know the answer, write it down.
You can always phone a friend or chat about it with your family. But let's review one more time. Is it A, hermit crabs make their own shells?
Or is it B, there's a 90% chance a lobster will favor their right claw and a 10% chance they'll favor their left claw?
Or is it C, lobsters have teeth in their stomachs and pee out of their eyes?
And time's up. Check back on Tuesday to see if you guessed the right answer on our next episode of...
Two Whats and a Wow!
But before we let you go, we wanted to give you a little scientific challenge.
That's right, Mindy. Today, we want you to create your own exoskeleton from things you have lying around the house.
And if you've never heard of an exoskeleton, it's those external skeletons found on crustaceans and insects like grasshoppers and cockroaches. It helps to protect their insides from the outside world. So an example of an exoskeleton might be the shells that you see on a crab or a lobster.
So start looking around your house. Maybe you've got some extra bubble wrap.
Or maybe you have an old cardboard box.
Just use your engineering skills and creativity to make yourself the best exoskeleton you can imagine.
And once you've got your exoskeleton ready, snap a photo. Grown-ups, you can upload photos to us at tinkercast.com/share.
And don't forget to tune in on Tuesday to play another round of Two Whats and a Wow.
Two Whats, 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 and a Wow.
Our show is produced by me, Mindy Thomas, and Jacob Stein. Jason Rabinowitz provides all the wows as our audio producer.
And our episode was written by Anna Zagorski.
Jessica Boddy is our wow fact checker, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Our theme song was written and composed by The Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Wow in the World. And our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share, it could be used on an upcoming Two Whats and a Wow. Call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening, and until next time, keep on wowing!
Made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.